Hello, everybody. Welcome to my podcast. First, I'd like to apologize for any introductory noise. I do not have any recording equipment just yet. This is just me on my little phone, which I hope is okay with you lovely people. I only have good things to talk about and even better things to discuss. Just a little introduction to me. My name is Kelko. You may have seen me on some smaller Reddit groups or even on YouTube, which is likely how you're even listening to this in the first place. I love to make casual content about everything that I've ever done. I've done some music in the past, but I've decided to go ahead and take those videos down and focus on the one thing that I'm pretty good at discussing casually, and that's video games and anything else related, like music. And the premise of this podcast... Welcome to DBL Super Chats. I'm sure I'll figure out the name and any other introduction later. But I want this to be an area where people can come in and listen in on my takes on current stands of meta, unit design, and just general state of the game issues, or even fun things going on. Quick thank you for everybody who is joining in. I'm super glad that you're here and listening, and no big deal if you guys decided to take a dip off. Not a lot going on other than my internalized thoughts about things, so no big deal if you decide to stay, and if you do decide to stay, well, I hope that you've enjoyed your time. Let's see. Now, quickly, I want to talk about state of the game, like, for the meta. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I think everybody already knows, Ultras are absolutely dominating the meta. We have Ultra Turles taking it away for revive units. Can't forget about Ultra Frieza for any type of... What is the family name again? It's the Frieza family tags that I'll never seem to get down. You also have your Ultra Beast Gohan, who was just released this past New Year. Phenomenal unit. We're introducing a new takedown mechanic called Special Beam Cannon that is undodgeable should you be caught in a combo or you lack the response time to handle it. Sounds a little bit sour when I say it like that, but I think you can understand what I mean. Now, what does this mean in terms for convenience and convention of the game? I think we already know that combo breaking mechanics that Ultra Majin Vegeta introduces, including anything like our favorite friend, who seems to not be doing so well in the meta, Ultra Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta. It seems like purple has really been taking a fall on current standing and general viability and where you can even play these units. And it takes an incredible star count, usually at 14 stars, for you to viably play any of these units in current meta. And I think that it's a great thing that we are introducing ways to counter general combo-breaking maneuvers. I think that with Vegito, good old transforming Vegito Blue that came out alongside this past year, New Year celebration, has definitely been a sight for sore eyes in terms of seeing a fresh green Vegito unit and a fresh new mechanic that helps get rid of any troublesome combo breaking that we all know and love at this point. I think that combo breaking is a healthy mechanic that should exist, and it takes a wise player or even wiser opponent to really exploit these mechanics and to play around them should you be stuck in the unfortunate circumstance to go against all three of them at the same time. That's another thing I want to talk about, is the top meta team seems to be Ultra Turles, Ultra Goku, or I'm most commonly seen, it's either Ultra Turles or Ultra Beast Gohan with Super Saiyan 2 Gohan. Ultra. So it's very frustrating for the people who don't really understand how to play around that, but I think I can give you guys a few things. You have to remember that cancel buff effects is a very readable ability. It's simple as day. All the little blue icons that are considered your positive attributes that are buffing your character from nullify, cover change, all the way down to simple 10% damage inflicted buffs. All of these are what are directly affected by cancel buffs. So anything that's not cancelable, which is something you wouldn't see as a part of your attribute boost list, will not be affected. Which is great. That means that there are some units that have cannot cancel effects that are evolved around nullify, endurance, and some cases even cover changing effects. Unfortunately, I don't actually have a unit on the top of my head that can directly counter Beast Gohan's combo-breaking mechanic outside of transforming Vegeta Blue. But all it really takes is to understand what cards you're using, what teams you're bringing. I've seen ridiculous free-to-play teams topple these Ultra teams, and largely because they're able to... They figured out the balance and the tiptoe, the real dance that is the waltz of going between Strike and Blast Arts cards, because those are really the only things that are breaking things up right now. So with Super Saiyan 2 Gohan, you can't use the Strike Arts because it's obviously going to combo break you a few times. Majin Vegeta can't use the Blast Arts or any kind of Super Arts that's a beam because he's just going to deflect it and stun you. That's brutal. Super aggressive. However, super readable. So whatever you need to do to play around that, just do it. Worth it. Another thing I want to talk about, let's see, is Reddit takes. I don't have a few of them right now. I've mostly just had this idea off the top of my head. But the first take I want to go over is, let's see, let's pull it out from my little arsenal here. Are future teams looking good or not? And I'm going to go ahead and do a spin-off of Mr. It's Chapman MF off of good old Dragon Ball Legends Reddit. That they have as far as a local community, a bunch of fans running it together. So he talks about future teams. Are they looking good or are they not? I think that future teams are in a spectacular position. You have your Brosenko units that just came out, good old future Super Saiyan Gohan with Kid Trunks. That successor mechanic is phenomenal. Oh my god, groundbreaking technology in terms of animations. And we even have a floor in Dragon Ball now. That's fucking crazy. I think it's great. What else? You have Ultra Goku Black, who just got a new plat equipment or unique equipment that just blows his capabilities. Oh man, it unlocks everything about him. I know I have a varying microphone volumes and gains because I'm going back and forth between leaning in on my device. But I want to pull up an example here. Give me 1 second while I pull this up. Okay, perfect example. Slot 3. Once his unique gauge is full, he randomly draws 2 new cards if you don't have enough in your hand, such as not a full hand. Anytime an enemy activates an Ultimate Arts, Awaken Arts, Rising Rush, all of your allies' substitution counts get shortened by 10. This is a great thing that Goku Black desperately needed. If anybody has seen my How to Play Goku Black footage video, whatever the hell you want to call it, it's fantastic watch. I suggest you go check it out. Goku Black is nothing but aggressive. And the fact that he had no 50% threshold ability to bring his health back up, his unique gauge didn't really heal him, he had low base health, low defenses. You either popped off with him because you understood that, or you didn't, and you struggled. You're like, why did I even drop 8,000 crystals on Ultra Goku Black if he's not even viable? He's been viable. It's just a super aggressive requirement. And that goes right alongside with Ultra Vegeta Blue. Now, they're both incredibly strong units. There's no question about that. I mean, Vegito Blue has a super sweet active skill that came out a few releases after Ultra Goku Black. So in terms of damage and single unit damage, Vegito Blue is massive. And when his unique equipment or whatever you want to call it comes out, whenever that time comes, it's going to be insane. His unique gauge constantly refreshing, nullifying cover change. You have your Goku Black with his new equipment. You have your tag duo that is now a successor, so that's a revive that can't be nullified. Future is in. And he is in. Now, I think Gorish, as we all know and love, and a few other popular YouTubers that aren't on the top of my head, we already know about the new Future Zamas. New Fuse Zamas is, he doesn't really have a place. He doesn't have any focus. He's just doing things. He's a very, not even jack of all trades. He's just a guy who's gone to every part of the salsa bar. He's tried out all the flavors, and he's picked out the favorite things that he's liked. He doesn't really do anything good. He just does a lot of things kind of good. Which is, sad. He's a fan now. He's a phenomenal unit. I think they should have waited on his character release until a new Ultra was ready, whenever that happened to be. Whether that was sooner than later. Obviously, we have a few releases to go through before we'd even see him, but he definitely needed some more attention. The double unique gauge is neat and all, but it could have been done better. I think we all know that. He's just not there. What else are we talking about here? So that's all about Futures. Not too bad. Suggest trying out Futures if you have the units for them. I want to scroll down and I want to see anything else that's going on with Dragon Ball Legends Reddit today. And this will be the last one before we move on to the next section. Tips on equips from William.9559. Now what you guys aren't seeing is that he's running a full mono yellow team. He has the new Goku Black, transforming Goku Black as its leader, Zenkai level 7, Gogeta that just got released, and he has Bardock, Super Saiyan, good old movie Bardock that isn't from Dragon Ball Super, it's from when he fought little shit, what's his name, Chilled, can't remember the movie name. Those are his three units that he's running. He also has old school Zenkai Awakened, Super Saiyan 3 Gotenks, Super Saiyan 4 Goku, and then he has the new Broly movie Zenkai Awakened Bardock. Now, I think this team is pretty okay. I mean, it's a lot of Z-Boost, so in terms of durability and attack and power, it's good, which is why he needs his equips question answered right now, from what I'm seeing. These teams, these units, there's equipment everywhere. It's easy to say you want to go for this one or that one or this unique. Fact of the matter is, when your units already have an extremely high damage inflicted counter on them, there really isn't any excess need to dump more strike or blast. I mean, that's putting more glass on glass cannon. A lot of these units, especially with Super Saiyan 4, the new Zenkai Awakened Super Saiyan God Gogeta, an incredible example. You have scaling 130 plus damage inflicted from everything, including passives and everything that you wind up as he lands his hits. So why do you need more power? You don't need more strike power or combo power. He's already got that built into his kit, and he's drawing cards like a maniac because you can't save your units fast enough while he's delivering a full-blown 99-hit combo to complement transforming Vegito Blue. There's no way you can handle that. That's why you got to put defense into these guys. It doesn't matter which ones you have. If you can see better ones on your equipment list, grab those, dump slot removers, get those stats up, because marginally, a 20% increase in strike damage versus a 20% increase in strike defense, I mean, yeah, you're going to hit that much harder, but then in comes Ultra Gohan. He's going to hit 50%. He's going to destroy all your cards, destroy your ki, unless you have specifically those nullifying conditions that Ultra Gohan can't touch. And then what are you going to do? You're going to get fucking hit with the special beam cannon, or you're going to get slapped in the mouth with a strike card, because Ultra Gohan doesn't care about your feelings. Hey, if Shingles don't care, he don't care. Okay, and that's real. So the best thing you can do in these equipment situations is give yourself some massive defensive boosts, increase your health. It's insane what that'll do for you. That's all I want to say about that one. That's it for Reddit part. What's another good topic we can discuss today? So, we talked about state of the game, including meta units. We talked about Reddit takes and any questions that y'all might have had on that one. Now, another thing I like to do is to theorize potential units. Because what you guys don't know, and no one else on the fucking internet can confirm, because I was just some dude in a room just making little posts on Facebook for this random Facebook group. Can't even remember the name of it. But I managed to partway predict the entire kit of Ultra Instinct Signed, the good old purple unit that came out years ago, including the unique gauge mechanic before unique gauge were even a thing. Oh, man. Ever since I nailed that, I've never stopped doing it, so I'm just going to do it again today. I think we all really want goddamn Cell. Ultra Cell is what we need. Like, how is it that we've managed to skip over fucking... We got Kid Buu. We got Kid Buu. We totally skipped over that entire saga. Super Saiyan 2 Gohan, we already know he's goated. I mean, anybody who's played the game long enough, when Super Saiyan 2 Red, first LF of the fucking game, who got an LF, you saw that footage. If you haven't seen that video, check it out on my channel. Super neat. I cover it. Man, his damage was absolutely maniacal. We already know Super Saiyan 2 Gohan's going to do some nasty shit. So, give me Cell, dude. Can you imagine? Okay, a unique gauge. Unique gauge, here we go. It's a defensive gauge. Just like we know and love, man. Offensive comes after his revive, right? Now, bear with me, okay? All right. So, his unique gauge... 10% to 15%, however much it's less busted, right? It fills up every single time an arts card is used is similar to Goku Black. However, when the gauge is refreshed, he restores 20% health, restores 70 ki, draws 3 new cards, refreshes, nullify special actions. We don't like Gohan. We don't want Gohan, Ultra Beast Gohan, getting in the way of our game. All right? So we're going to nullify combo breaking actions on top of that. Cell's going to be purple, by the way, just to say fuck you, Gohan. And even in his Ultra form. And we want that. We need that, okay? What else is it going to be? When his unique gauge is consumed, and it's consumed on for damage like Gogeta, right? Or it's consumed on cover change. And the animation, dude, the animation is going to be just like the good old Red Cell, where he picks up the bro, and he just does like this crazy grid slashing action, right? But I want that in the ultra quality. And it's going to have a knockback function, right? And it's going to make them immobile. Not the full-blown version of immobile, you know, like that's like heavy immobilized. Not heavily immobilized, just immobile. I think that we pussyfooted around combo breaking into a stun way too long. Majin Vegeta is cool because he gets to just immediately use his fucking blue card right after he stuns somebody. That's great. You know what I really want to see? Whatever I want to do. Whatever I want to do when that gauge is consumed, okay? If I want to Rising Rush you, sorry, dude. See you later. Beast Gohan, yeah, you're not countering that, all right? You're fucking immobile, and I want to make sure that you can't combo break it. We don't like Beast Gohan. I think we all know that. Now, we talk about Turles. Now, his gauge consumption, everything else, that's great. But I want another... on revive, on endurance pop, on everything that brings a character back. reduce enemy Dragon Ball by 2, gain 2 Dragon Balls. On revive, nullify enemy, oh, not nullify enemy Rising Rush, but cancel it. Whatever the hell it's called, where you're not able to select Rising Rush, no Rising Rush on entry. No Rising Rush on entry from a revive unit. I like the sound of that. Give me that. You want to know why? Because I'm tired of Turles coming back, making my Q zero, can't swap me out, can't banish out. All my cards, it's cost too much. And what am I going to do? I'm going to sit there and just eat dick. I don't want to do that. I got to do something in this game. Because with these three ultras that I've been discussing, and even with Ultra Frieza, oh my god, you can't do anything. Core mechanics are out of the window. Is that healthy for any PvP game?
Absolutely not.
So that's why we got to figure out a way to break it again. We got to just break it until it makes sense. And Ultra Cell needs to break everything about these past three Ultra releases. Oh my god. And he also needs to revive himself. He needs to come back. But he's going to come back as fucking perfect, whatever it's called. What is it? You know what I'm saying. The Saiyan cells in him. He comes back. He revives. He's got that electricity. He's a little bit brighter. You know what I'm saying? Super perfect cell. We're just going to call him that until somebody corrects me. Super perfect cell out here making a whole lot of noise. Just tearing it up, man. That's what we need. We need Ultra Cell reviving as a stronger version of himself. And I'm talking about, like, he blew up King Kai's planet. And then he instant transmission back to Earth from space. We need that. We got these new... Hey, Dragon Ball. You literally told everybody earlier. You're like, bro. Guys, all these dudes with weaker phones. Hey, we love y'all. But it's time for a change. It's time to bring this game to another level. And I'm excited to see what they do with this. Because I have a theory. All right, bear with me. So I'm going to go ahead and close that conversation about Cell. Because now I want to discuss theorizing mechanics. Ground to air. Air to ground battles. Why wouldn't we do it? Why couldn't we? We've already been doing it. We just did it with Trunks. Success in Trunks comes from the ground, regardless of where. I understand animations and camera angles and assets, but no, bro, we know what's going on. There is bound to be ground battles. It's not that hard. Ultras share the same animation folders, bro. Practically. I've never seen the folder, so I don't know, so modders don't hate me. And all the sparkings say are the same basic animations. Dude, taps, blast taps, quick strikes, ultra blasts, ultra, what is it called? Dokkaebi, impacts. Man, make a folder called Ground Battles. And then put every dumbass Goku character in there and beta test that. See how many Gokus make this. It all looks good. It'll guarantee you look good. The only things that have been changing over the years is the quality of the models. And, of course, a few other things. I don't want to get into those specifics. But regardless, man, the game's been getting better, looking better. So let's just go full in and bring in ground battles, man. It's like, I want good old Ultimate Tenkaichi-style animations eventually, dude. I want to, like, KO somebody. And then those guys that got KO'd, there's just nothing but a canyon behind them. Because somebody like Cell, dude, a Kamehameha, KO'd the guy. And then in comes new bro. But because there's no ground, bro, you're in the air. He just got finished blowing it out. So, yeah, there's nothing going to... No, the ops got nowhere to land. Opposition's got nowhere to stay. So they got to float, dude. So air battles right there. I got to be careful because they're all going to take my money. It's a great idea. We must have it. It's a hardcore mechanic. Rebuilding the game from the ground up to restructure it around this idea, but they've had seven years, dude. If I didn't say it earlier, man, I beta tested this game. I played it in JP beta environments. I had the privilege of playing before it even touched the United States. And if you look at my shorts, which if you haven't, I mean, you're missing out because they're pretty quality. If you look at my shorts, Man, of the first three episodes of my favorite old animes, the quality of these animations, they might as well have been legendary, like Legends Finished. Legendary Finished, right there. Especially old Super Saiyan Trunks. Bro, him, wow. That. Good old Big Bang. Oh, not Big Bang. What the hell does he do? You know what I'm trying to say. It's not Big Bang Attack. Finished Buster, but he cut him up with a sword. It's out of the... It don't matter what it is, because guess what? He busted out his sword, he cut him up like 8 to 10 times, and then blew him to pieces. Dude, that's an LF. That's... We've been doing this for a minute. It's gotta come. Alright, anyway. Alright. Banner discussions. Who to summon? Who to not? Saber CC. What do I do, Kelko? What do I do? Tell me, please. I'm level 79. I have 5,000 CC, and all these ultras are out right now. Ultra Rising is everywhere. Please. Here's what you're going to do. Save your CC. Save it. I just discussed Ultra Goku Black. I just made a video on him. His unique equipment is great. If you got the CC for it, and you got the units that you need, summon them. But the only people that really need to be summoned for right now is Brosenkos. That it's a valid, very valid units inside of there right now. And then you also have Triku that just came out for the Fuse Zamasu banner. Triku's exactly what you need. So if you're going to summon off of anything, it needs to go for Brosenko, or you need to go for the Triku. Fuse Zamasu is garbage. Go for Triku, okay? Ultra Vegito. I mean, he's goated. But he's one of those cherries on the cake, on the icing of the cake. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever the verbiage is on that one. You need a fully built future team for you to really take advantage of everything about future Vegeta. Because he's a great standalone unit, but once he's down, or his 50% threshold gauges are already, like, his abilities, rather, not gauges, are already used and consumed. You've already used the active. Outside of that, it's a 50-50 of whether or not you're winning your strike. Whether or not Dokkaebi Impact was won or lost, or you vanished into a baited Rising Rush, dude, he's hard to play standalone, unless you've really played the game, and you can play around on most of the meta units in the game, which is pretty hard. I think that that's what you want? Go for it. Fuck it. What do I know? I just played this game since it came out. But in truth, jokes aside, I think that you choose what you want to summon off of. Go what's best for your circumstance. If you need a strong one unit, summon off of the unit that you think that you need to go for. But in my personal opinion, the two, Brosenko and Triku, those are the units you want right now. Personal takes of anything. I don't think I have anything. As a personal takes is a section that I was planning on going over, mulling over, just internalized thoughts of regarding anything outside of the game. You know what we really need to do? We need a token battle collaboration. And not anything like crazy. I think it'd be fun. Just have like a random event come out one day. And it's very reminiscent of the World Tournament PvP function that Dokkan Battle has. And then you're jumping all around the board. And then you're just getting all these little points. And fights play out similarly to Dragon Ball Legends. You know what I mean? The Tournament of Power. Except it's one-on-one. It'd be pretty cool. And then we need more Dokkan Battle soundtracks. Dude, Dokkan Battle has such a good soundtrack. Don't get me wrong, Legends has pretty cool music, but they often take what already existed, which is pretty lame. And I think that they also need to do more event characters. Like, similar quality of Dokkan Battle, you know what I mean? Like, fresh active skills, or whatever parallel that is for... You know, we need an event character that has an ultimate. We haven't had that, really, since Broly. And that came out well before the first anniversary of the fucking game. We haven't had a unit that's free to play with an ultimate that's even clean. But that's all I have to say on that. And in truth, I think that's all I have to say about it all. Have you sat through this whole thing? I'm grateful that you're here. It's cool that you're here. If you're a part of this channel and you just saw this podcast, then fantastic. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the club. Not much going on other than great content and just cool stuff. I don't know how I'm going to get this up on YouTube just yet. I'm sure I'll figure it out. Figure out something. Create some, I don't know. I don't have an editor, so I'll just edit something together. But anyway, thank you for staying around. Watch my videos. Check out my how-tos. Look at my favorite animes. Look at my comedy shorts. I got a lot of things going on. I'm always posting. Hope to see y'all in the next, podcast, whatever I decide to do that. I don't think I have a schedule. If I decide to do two in one day, then that's what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you have a good night. Bye.